Have you ever found yourself, caught in that whirlwind of trying to book a venue, maybe for a wedding or a big family thing or even a work event?
Oh, yeah.
You know how it goes. Endless phone calls, uncertainty, maybe a price hike right at the last minute because their system is like a dusty old ledger or some crazy spreadsheet.
Right. It's a common headache, definitely.
And especially somewhere like India, where mandapams and banquet halls are just central to so many different kinds of events, these old methods are becoming a real bottleneck.
That's absolutely right. I mean, each event is different, isn't it? A huge wedding, a corporate meet, a religious ceremony, they all have unique needs.
Totally.
And relying on, well, manual ways or even bits and pieces of digital tools, it often just leads to chaos, real chaos.
Like, what kind of chaos are we talking?
Well, imagine booking two different clients for the same hall, same day, just a simple slip up.
Oof. Yeah.
It's not just awkward, is it? It directly hits the venue's reputation and, crucially, their revenue.
Right. And pricing too, I bet.
Oh, pricing becomes a nightmare. Employing discounts or offers inconsistently. It leads to financial leaks, maybe even arguments among staff about who gets what incentive.
So, given all that chaos, you'd think everyone would have jumped on modern solutions. Why the lag? That's what we're digging into today, right?
Exactly. This deep dive is all about understanding why automation isn't just nice to have anymore for these places. It's absolutely essential.
We're going to explore how a solution designed specifically for this can turn that chaos into something, well, seamless. Really pull out the key insights from the source material on smart booking automation.
And it's becoming so clear that the old way is failing because, frankly, what clients expect has totally changed.
How so?
Well, today, people don't want to wait around. They'd expect confirmations instantly, professional booking details sent straight to their phone, quick updates on WhatsApp.
Yeah, you book a flight, you get that immediately.
Precisely. And manual systems, they just can't keep up with that speed, that expectation.
So it makes this kind of smart, automated solution not just an edge, but a must-have, especially with competition and rising expectations.
Absolutely. It's baseline now for any modern mandapam or hall that wants to stay in the game.
Okay, so something that really stood out to me from the sources was this idea about off-the-shelf software. You'd think just buy something, right? But it's way more complex for Indian venues.
Though much more. The sources highlight a really crucial point. Most software out there, particularly stuff made for, say, Western markets, it just doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit how?
It completely misses vital things, like the Tamil calendar, local holidays, specific community booking patterns, things that are fundamental to how bookings actually happen there.
Can you give an example, like those specific days you mentioned?
We're talking about things like the Troilon Street, the New Moon Day, Marcelo, certain waning moon phases, Larya full moon, and Kanpelsalini, those auspicious waxing moon phases. You can't just overlay a standard Gregorian calendar onto that. It doesn't work when your whole schedule might pivot around these cultural timings.
So the solution we're looking at wasn't just adapted.
No, not at all. What's really impressive is that it was built completely from scratch, ground up, specifically for India.
How did they manage that? Just talking to people.
Pretty much, yeah. Deep engagement. They talked to hall owners, event planners, local communities, really got into the weeds of the actual workflows.
Understanding the real day-to-day stuff.
Exactly. The unique pricing strategies, how staff incentives actually work, those seasonal peaks and troughs tied to tradition.
And that makes the difference.
Huge difference. You end up with a platform that genuinely gets it. It integrates the core of Indian event planning, from the first phone call right through to settling the finances afterwards.
Like that Sri Sundar Mahal example, being able to set offers based on Tamil months or moon phases.
Precisely. That's the kind of local intelligence baked right in. That's what makes it stand out. It's not an add-on, it's fundamental.
That's really fascinating. So, can you walk us through how that understanding actually plays out in the booking process? What does it look like for the venue manager?
Sure. It simplifies the whole journey, from someone just asking about a date to it being fully booked. It flows logically, inquiry hold confirmed booked, and each step has smart logic behind it. Like a hold might expire automatically if the client doesn't confirm.
Preventing endless maybes.
Exactly. And confirmed bookings might need an admin to actually approve them, just adding that layer of control. And crucially, every single thing, every change, every status update, it's logged, timestamped, user ID attached, total transparency.
And that transparency, I guess that directly helps avoid those horror stories, the double bookings.
Oh, absolutely. That must be such a relief for staff.
Huge relief. The system has real-time conflict detection built in.
So it flags it immediately.
Instantly. If someone tries to book a hall that's already taken for that slot, bang, alert pops up. That must save hours of painful manual checking.
Countless hours. And more importantly, prevents those incredibly awkward, damaging conversations with clients.
Yeah. And you mentioned a visual calendar.
Yes. That's a game changer, too. Think Google Calendar, but completely tailored for these venues.
How so?
It uses clear color codes for different statuses, symbols for event types, and crucially, it overlays the Tamil months. So you get this instant visual snapshot of everything that's going on. Really clear.
Wow. Okay. So this cultural intelligence, it's not just stopping problems. It sounds like a really powerful marketing tool as well. How does it change how venues think about pricing?
It completely changes the game. It gets the guesswork out of it. Admins can set up rules like inclusive offers, say, give 30% off for any booking day a month.
Okay, like a seasonal promotion.
Right. But then they can also set exclusive rules. For example, no discounts at all on Inanna Days, even if it falls within that discounted month.
Protecting the really auspicious high demand dates.
Exactly. And the clever bit is how it handles clashes. Each rule gets a priority level.
So if rules conflict,
the highest priority rule wins. So maybe a general weekend discount has priority two, but the no discount on auspicious days rule has priority one. If a booking hits both.
Priority one wins, no discount.
Correct. It ensures you don't accidentally give away your most valuable dates cheaply. It's smart logic.
So venues can literally align their promotions with festivals, seasons, religious significance. Can you give a concrete example of that?
Sure. Imagine offering, say, a special 15% discount during con time. Known for weddings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, using the priority system to block any discounts on the most super auspicious dates within Panguni month itself.
Got it. Targeted but protected.
Exactly. And it makes you think, doesn't it? How much more effective can your marketing be when it's that deeply tuned in to the cultural rhythm of your customers?
Yeah, it goes way beyond just generic percentage off deals.
It becomes resonant, highly effective.
Okay, so moving beyond bookings and marketing, what other operational headaches does this kind of system solve? I'm thinking like staff incentives. That sounds messy.
You hit on a big one there. Manual incentive tracking is notoriously difficult and often leads to disputes.
I can imagine.
So this system brings in a really robust multi-step verification. Financial details for a booking get reviewed, confirmed, and then locked down securely.
Yeah.
Only after that verification can specific incentive amounts be assigned to the staff involved.
It's all tracked.
Meticulously.
Yeah.
Every incentive paid is logged, date stamped, linked to a user ID, complete, 100% transparency.
That must build a lot of trust.
It really does. And it protects the venue against, you know, accidental overpayments or even dodgy claims because there's a clear digital audit trail for every single rupee.
And that transparency, surely that boosts morale. Productivity.
Absolutely. There's a huge psychological impact when staff know their hard work is accurately tracked and their bonuses are secure. It definitely drives better performance.
Makes sense. What else operationally does it give managers better oversight?
Yeah, the dashboard is basically the command center. It gives you live stats, inquiries coming in, confirmed events, occupancy rates for different halls.
So you can see gaps easily.
Instantly. You might see Hall A is packed next month, but Hall B is only 30% full.
Okay.
So you can quickly launch a targeted promotion just for Hall B to fill it up. It's like having a real-time pulse on the whole business.
That's really powerful. And in today's world, communication is key. Mm-hmm. How does it handle talking to clients and like the paperwork side?
Well, first off, there's a really useful referrer tracking module.
Oh, what does that do?
It lets venues see where their business is coming from. Was it a personal recommendation? A WhatsApp campaign, a poster, so they can identify and even reward their top referrers.
Mm-hmm.
Helps optimize marketing spend.
Smart. And the client communication itself.
Super efficient with WhatsApp automation. It sends out instant personalized messages at all the key points when an inquiry is made, when it's confirmed, booked, even if it's canceled.
Using templates.
Yeah. Editable templates that get triggered automatically when the booking status changes. Saves a massive amount of time for the staff.
That makes the client feel kept in the loop.
Exactly. It really elevates that whole client experience.
And the paperwork, like contracts or confirmations.
That's automated too. It auto-generates these high-quality professional PDF documents for every finalized booking.
Not just a basic receipt.
No, no. These are properly structured.
Mm-hmm.
All the usual details, client info, hall name, dates, times, agreed price, even notes about third-party vendors if needed.
Nice.
And they can be instantly downloaded or zipped over via WhatsApp. Plus, and this is important, they can be branded with the venue's logo, their terms and conditions, ensures consistency, looks professional, boosts the brand image.
Okay, so it handles the front end, the operations.
Yeah.
What about the stuff going on behind the scenes? Security, control, that's got to be crucial.
Absolutely paramount. You're dealing with client data, financial info. The platform is built like a digital fortress, basically.
How so? What kind of measures?
Standard best practices, but rigorously applied. Things like protecting against SQL injection, using prepared statements, hashing passwords securely so even if breached, they're useless, keeping sensitive config stuff out of the main code.
So protecting against external threats, what about internal control?
That's where role-based access control, or RBAC, comes in. It's kept simple but effective. Just super admin and user roles.
And that limits who can do what?
Precisely. Permissions are fine-tuned. So a junior staff member might be able to create a booking inquiry, maybe put a hold on a date.
Right.
But only a super admin can do things like verify the final financials or assign those staff incentives we talked about. It drastically cuts down on internal mistakes or, you know, unauthorized actions.
Gives that oversight and accountability.
Exactly. And things like regenerating session IDs, automatically logging users out after inactivity standard stuff to prevent hijacking.
So it's secure. What about flexibility for the admins? Do they need to call a developer for every little tweak?
Not at all. That's a key design point. Super admins have a lot of freedom. They can manage the halls listed, define different event types, adjust user permissions all through the interface. No coding needed.
That's handy.
Yeah. And there are practical tools, too, like a module to safely clear out transaction data, maybe for staff training or doing a demo, or just starting a fresh financial year without accidentally deleting core settings like hall details or user accounts.
Ah, and you mentioned financial years. That's built in.
Yes. The whole system is structured around financial years. That's really important for proper accounting in India.
How does that help?
It keeps data cleanly separated year by year. But it also means you can easily switch back and look at historical data. How did we do last CM month? Which event type was most profitable 2 years ago during wedding season?
Right, for forecasting and spotting trends.
Exactly. It provides that long-term business intelligence. Makes management much more strategic. Truly future-ready.
Okay, let's make this really concrete. The sources mention some regional price differences across Tamil Nadu. How does a system like this help venues navigate that?
It highlights the value perfectly.
Yeah.
You mentioned Erode, maybe 2-3K per hour, 10% off for longer bookings. Then Coimbatore, weddings might start at 1 lakh, corporate gigs at 30K plus call. Sathimangalam, maybe 50K for weddings, 10K for birthdays.
Big differences.
Huge. An integrated system gives you the transparency to see what's actually happening in your market, how your pricing compares, and helps you adjust rates strategically based on real demand, local nuances, seasonal peaks. You're not just guessing based on what someone down the road charges.
And the bottom line benefit is pretty clear then.
Absolutely. Fewer errors, no double bookings that directly prevents lost income and stops your reputation getting damaged.
There was that quote, right, about making the job better.
Yeah. Triple Seed has made my job better.
Yeah.
It really helps out to make sure that you're not making any mistakes or double booking. Simple as that.
And for the venue owners themselves, is the tech reliable, easy to maintain?
The underlying tech, procedural PHP in this case, keeps it lightweight, fast, stable. It means it runs smoothly even when things get busy, and it's easier to maintain and potentially extend down the line. It's designed to grow with the business without major tech headaches.
So it really does seem like a new benchmark for this kind of tech in India.
I think so. It's smart, it's deeply culture aware, and it's driven by solid logic. As more venues digitize, this becomes the backbone for growth and staying competitive.
Okay, so wrapping this up for you, our listener. What we've seen in this deep dive is that this kind of platform, it's way more than just a booking calendar. It's really a complete business engine designed from the ground up for Indian mandapams and banquet halls.
Yeah, it really understands the context.
It respects those deep cultural traditions, but uses modern tech effectively. And importantly, it's built to scale up as a venue grows.
It really positions these venues to not just cope, but actually thrive as the market keeps digitizing. Turns that potential chaos we talked about into predictable, profitable operations.
Which leaves us with a final thought to chew on, maybe. If really digging into cultural nuances and building tech specifically for a local need can transform a traditional industry like venue booking this much, what other industries out there could benefit from this kind of built-from-scratch, truly hyper-local approach instead of just trying to adapt generic global software?
That's a great question. Something to definitely think about.
Indeed. Something to ponder until our next deep dive.